Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It's this week's Instant Reaction Podcast presented by the McFarland Clinic. Those are the doctors that work on the Cyclones on the sidelines in practice and all that stuff. So thanks to the McFarland Clinic for being the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast. Pretty good instant reaction this week following Iowa State's 48-42 win over number 25 Oklahoma State in Stillwater. The Cyclones picking up their first win in Stillwater since 2000, as was well documented on the telecast. Iowa State winning its third game in a row on the road against ranked opponents, going dating back to last season's wins over Oklahoma and Memphis. Obviously, there's a pretty easy starting point, and that's where I might as well introduce this week's Ames Eye Clinic eye-catching player of the game. Is there really any other option besides Brock Purdy? There definitely wasn't in the poll that I put out on the Cyclone Fanatic Twitter account. When you come out in your first career real action and go 18 of 23 for 318 yards, four touchdowns and an interception through the air, and then run for 84 yards on 19 carries and a touchdown, pretty difficult to argue with the option of this week's Ames Eye Clinic eye-catching player of the game, Brock Purdy. We'll talk a lot more about that, obviously, on Monday on the Football and Random Things podcast with Jeff Woody. Looking at the stats here, you know, Iowa State's offense really took off after Purdy entered the game on the second possession. Zeb Nolan started the game. Purdy comes in on the second possession, leads Iowa State's offense to 465 yards of total offense, 325 yards passing, 140 yards rushing, 21 first downs, average 7.4 yards per play, 17.1 yards per completion. I mean, just an all around much better performance from the Iowa State offense with the true freshman quarterback under center. I don't know what can all be said about that kid, but everything that we've heard about him in the months since he arrived in Ames, in the time preceding him arriving in Ames, he was the real deal. At least he was on Saturday, and it's going to create some interesting discussion for Matt Campbell and his staff entering this week, going into a big game next week at Jack Trice Stadium against number 9 West Virginia, who remained undefeated with a win over Kansas on Saturday. Some more stats for Iowa State rushing. Kanae Nwangwu ends up with 49 yards on 10 carries. Sheldon Crony has 20 yards on 4 carries and a touchdown. No David Montgomery today. And honestly, you would have hardly ever even been able to tell, considering the way Iowa State's offense was able to move the ball for the majority of the game. Receiving, Deshante Jones was the receptions leader, 6 catches for 37 yards and a touchdown. Tariq Milton had 4 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown. Obviously, the big one being the 60-yarder from Brock Purdy that kind of sealed the game. Hakeem Butler, 2 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown. Matt Eaton, 2 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. Landon Akers had 1 catch for 55 yards. Sam Seenbuckner even had a catch for 16 yards. It was a night and day performance from Iowa State's offense to, you know, what we saw last week against the TCU Horned Frogs, to this week what we saw against the Cowboys. And it all comes back to Purdy. Really, you know, the kid was absolutely electric from the moment that he stepped on the field. It seemed like something really flipped in that Iowa State offense, and they all of a sudden were able to just pick up yards and in bunches. And the kid was as advertised. I think that's really all we can say about him. And if he can continue to play at that level, the ceiling for Iowa State's season, I think, really goes up a couple notches. And all of a sudden, some of the stuff that we talked about in the offseason of what this offense can do, you know, we really can see it unleashed with that kid under center. And that's nothing against Zeb. That's nothing against Kyle Kemp. The kid was just electric on Saturday. And if that's the kind of performances that he can put out there every single week, then, you know, this Iowa State offense could be something really special, and it could turn this season into something really special. And, I tried to remind people a lot this week that a year ago at this time was when Iowa State's season really took off. It was the win over Oklahoma down in Norman. 1 year ago to this Saturday that obviously really put the season on the fast track with Kyle Kemp taking over as a starting quarterback. And to me, right now, just based on what I saw on Saturday, there's no way that you cannot start Brock Purdy next Saturday in Ames against the Mountaineers. You've got to keep him on the field, and you've got to continue to see where this momentum can take this team here as we move forward. Let's look a little bit at the defensive performance here on the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast presented by the McFarland Clinic. Oklahoma State ends up with 415 yards of total offense. 289 of those came through the air, 126 on the ground, 22 first downs, 7 of 15 on third down were the Cowboys, 5.5 yards per play. And I think the big number that you look at for Iowa State's defense today, obviously they forced two turnovers, which is good. You get a pick by Braxton Lewis and then a forced fumble by Brian Peavy on a strip sack. And speaking of sacks, 7 sacks for Iowa State on Saturday by 7 different players, 16 tackles for loss. They doubled up Oklahoma State's total of tackle for loss. The Cowboys had 8. Taylor Cornelius goes 19 of 33 for 289 yards, 4 touchdowns and an interception. Kid's pretty good. He can run the football a little bit, and he's definitely a pretty tough little quarterback. I like what he's able to bring to the table as a former walk-on. Justice Hill, 24 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Iowa State did a phenomenal job the entire game of really bottling him up, not letting him get loose, and to make some, you know, big-time plays that we've gotten accustomed to seeing Justice Hill make during his time as a Cowboy. Receiving, Landon Wolf was Oklahoma State's leading receiver, 63 yards on 6 catches and a touchdown. Tylan Wallace goes for 82 yards on 5 catches and a touchdown. Tyron Johnson, 79 yards on 4 catches and a touchdown. And Jelani Woods, 33 yards on 2 catches and a touchdown. That touchdown was the first one of the game. I mean, Iowa State's defense did everything that they needed to. The leading tackler today, Braxton Lewis, continuing his hot play here since moving into the starting lineup, kind of becoming that full-time safety or the full-time player at the star position ever since the win over Akron. 7 tackles, 1 tackle for loss in the interception that I mentioned earlier. Marcel Spears comes up with 1.5 tackles for loss. He had a sack, 6 total tackles, 4 of them were solo. Lawrence White, 5 tackles. Brian Peavy had 5 tackles, all 5 of them were solo tackles, 1 sack, and that was the forced fumble, 2 tackles for loss. Orion Vance had 5 tackles, all of them solo, 1 sack, 2 tackles for loss, and 2 QB hurries. Willie Harvey, 4 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, 2 QB hurries. DeAndre Payne had 3 tackles. The other guys that came up with tackles for loss, Jaquan Bailey, 1.5 tackles for loss. Eni Wazirike had 0.5 tackle for loss. The other sacks, Jake Hummel had a sack. Jaquan had a sack. Spencer Benton had a sack. I mean, it was just an all-around, another solid day for Iowa State's offense. You know, They gave up 42 points, but it's hard to really be too upset about that when you consider the fact that you won the game for one thing, and it really should have only been 35 points if it wasn't for a special teams mistake that led to second to last Oklahoma State touchdown, I suppose, the Justice Hill 5-yarder that he was able to push into the end zone after what happened on a punt where DeMonte Ruth had the ball bounce off of him and into the hands of a waiting Cowboy. But I mean, moving forward, you know, this obviously moves Iowa State to 2-3 on the season, 1-2 in Big 12 play. The Big 12 race is wide open now after Texas's win over Oklahoma this afternoon down in Dallas in the Red River Shootout. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. And, you know, if Iowa State can, if they can come out and get a win next week against the Mountaineers, all of a sudden things are going to get awfully interesting in this Big 12 race. And it's going to be fun to see what the Cyclones are able to do next week at 6:00 at Jack Trice Stadium against the undefeated Mountaineers, a team that'll be inside the top 10 for sure. And, you know, I've always said it, weird things happen in Jack Trice Stadium underneath the lights, and let's hope that some weird things can happen next week with the Mountaineers coming to town. So just to recap, Brock Purdy is this week's Ames Eye Clinic eye-catching player of the game. 18 for 23, 318 yards and 4 touchdowns. Has to be your starting quarterback moving forward based on what I saw on Saturday against the Cowboys. We will have plenty more time to dissect that and discuss it. I'm sure it will be the hot topic next Tuesday when Matt Campbell holds his weekly press conference. I'll talk to you guys again on Monday on the Football and Random Things podcast with Jeff Woody. Thanks for tuning in to today's Instant Reaction podcast presented by the McFarland Clinic. For Cyclone Fanatic, I'm Jared Stansberry.